Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
And welcome. I am Brett Winterbull. It is the Brett Winterbull Show, News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Lots of great stuff on tap for you coming up today. But I want to start with something. I want to go back to the days of the ancients. I want to go back to the days with Nero and Caligula and Augustus Caesar and all those sorts of folks. There's a term that's thrown around a lot, especially on days like today when you've got elections happening in a number of different states. And the phraseology, very common in the world of political science, is bread and circuses, bread and circuses. No, not Brett and circuses, bread and circuses. It goes back all the way to the days of ancient Rome. And what we know about bread and circuses is these were utilized to be a distraction from an otherwise restive population, right? You've got people who would have sat back and said, wow, we really are getting put under siege by different tribes that are trying to come into Rome, that are sacking our cities and our villages. Things aren't looking good. Plagues are breaking out, all that sort of stuff. And so what do you end up have happening? You end up have happening a bread and circus. You have a person who is running the empire, a Caesar, an emperor, who comes out and says, you know what we need? We need bread and circuses. We'll keep the people on their good foot if we can only provide a little bit of entertainment and excitement for them. And thus was born the sort of stuff that you would see in the history books there in the Roman Colosseum, right? They staged naval battles. They had Christians being mauled by animals and being killed by animals, all for entertainment, gladiator battles, you name it. All that sort of stuff was happening in an effort to try to distract the people from what the core mission of the Republic was, right? Of the Roman Republic, of the Empire was. And that was to maintain its position as the most powerful force in the world, right? None dare challenge Rome, SPQR, all that sort of stuff. Well, let's think about where we are right now in this country. And I think it's important to look at this because you're looking at your gas prices and you are looking at your food prices. And there are many young families in this audience, I know this for a fact, who are worried about baby formula. And what are you being offered up as the counter narrative? You are being offered up something that I think is insulting, frankly. You are being offered up outrage and marches over Roe versus Wade. You are being told to reach out and to threaten Catholic churches because Nancy Pelosi is being denied communion. Interesting that a multi-millionaire like Nancy Pelosi, with really no visible means of income earning potential, is being denied bread while your children are being denied baby formula. But we use that, of course, in the canonical manifestation. But let's think about this for a quick second, okay? You are being told that you need to go and storm the beaches for Stacey Abrams, somebody who still refuses to acknowledge that Brian Kemp has been the governor of the state of Georgia. But she tells you that don't you dare question the results when it comes to what happened in Georgia back in 2020. You have got an activist base that is working overtime, not to improve the American Republic, but to cause more disarray and chaos. What did you hear yesterday when I played the clip and I was shocked to see Fox News and One American News and Newsmax all talking about this last night after I played the clip on my program? And it was Joe Biden bragging about the fact that we've got incredibly high gas prices. We're in a crisis right now, but when we get out of this, we're going to be doing so much better as we transition. Well, to say transition implies something was put together purposely. So that we would all suffer and want to give up the ghost of fossil fuels. That's what Joe Biden said. We're transitioning. And when we get on the other side of this, what is the this? The this is the denial of cheap, available, plentiful energy going into your gas tank so that you can take yourself, your spouse, your kids to the market, to the movies, out on a road trip, or God forbid, to work. To work. Joe Biden's answer for all of this is build back better. Build back better. We got to build back better. We're going to do the build back better. It's going to be great. Nobody is clamoring for build back better. Nobody is wearing handmade tail sort of outfits and marching down the street chanting, bring out your better, bring out your better. A little homage to Monty Python, don't you know? But the fact of the matter is people are miserable in this country right now, and it is all because of government. What is the purpose of the progressives when it comes to getting out there in the world and making the argument that they want to change the world? Like, what is the purpose of the progressive movement? Show me where the progressive movement has succeeded since 1945. Where has the progressive movement worked? It became an insurgency in post-war America. It became the sort of thing that went into the university systems to corrupt the children of the World War II generation, the baby boomers, who were then filled, their heads were filled with nonsense and protests and free sex and everything, how you want it, when you want it, and don't worry about the consequences. I'm not giving a sermon here, folks. What I'm telling you is the progressive movement has very little to show in the ways of success. You'd have to probably go back to universal education, maybe. That's about it. That's about it. So what are they doing in 2022? They're not getting you more gasoline. They're not getting you more baby formula. They don't want you having babies. In fact, they believe in the climate sect's beliefs. And the climate sect's beliefs are don't have kids. We need depopulation. The world is going to die. And the only way we can save the planet is to kill ourselves. So what is the long game? The long game is destruction. Destruction of the nuclear family, destruction of fatherhood, destruction of motherhood, destruction of childhood, a destruction of established churches and places of worship, destruction of conventional employment opportunities. All of these things have become targeted, but it's gotten even worse and more vicious, because with that toxic brew combined with something else, crime in the streets, district attorneys that don't want to prosecute offenders, a wide open border. What you now have is the barbarians have gotten not just inside the gate. The barbarians are now running the government. The barbarians are running the government. And so rather than sit back and say, I want to see an overthrow of the government, I want to see the government this, that, the other thing. No, 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 no. I don't want to see an overthrow of the government. What I want to see and what I intend to see is a restoration of the American Republic and our values for which they stand. Bread and circuses. You have to understand what's going on with the Durham investigation. You have to understand all the other challenges that are out there. Bread and circuses. What matters to you is your livelihood and your well-being, and no political party can restore it. Only we the people can. Coming up, we'll talk about that, and I want to get your thoughts as well. It's 704-570-1110, 704-570-1110. I'm Brett Witterbull, News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. Now let's head on over to Boomer Von Cannon with a look of the roads.